आरजे 1200 और रेडियो रिमझिम सुन रहे हैं आप गपशप का प्रोग्राम है। हमारी घड़ियों में बाद दोपहर के पूरे 2 बजे हैं। अब से लेकर 3 बजे तक आपका हमारा साथ रहेगा हमारे आज के इस कार्यक्रम में, जिसमें वो सभी बातें जो आज आपकी नजरों में अटकेंगी, खटकेंगी और दिल में समा जाएंगी, उन सबको लेकर हम हाजिर हैं ये बताते हुए कि सुनीता सितारा हमारे साथ हैं। बाहर का मौसम खुशनुमा है, धूप निकली हुई है एंड इट्स अ लवली डे। द टेम्परेचर इज हॉवरिंग ओवर 24 डिग्रीज इन बर्नबी, और अगर आप कहीं और हैं और धूप नहीं निकली हुई तो कम टू बर्नबी, वी गॉट ग्लोरियस वेदर। और चूंकि हर फ्राइडे हम फ्रंटियर वेयर हाउस में होते हैं एंड सुनीता जी वॉज गोना बी विद मी देयर दिस फ्राइडे, बिकॉज इन्होंने वादा किया था पिछले महीने कि आई विल सी यू जून में, इन्होंने कहा था हमसे कि मैं अगस्त में आपको सबको मिलूंगी वैंकूवर में, एंड जुलाई यू वर ट्रेवलिंग।
आई वॉज ट्रेवलिंग, यस,
द होल ऑफ जुलाई,
ऑन द होल ऑफ जुलाई, यस।
हाउ वॉज योर ट्रिप?
इट वॉज फैंटास्टिक। आई ड्रोव अक्रॉस कैनेडा।
And how was your experience?
Amazing. It's a great country.
Yeah?
Except for Quebec.
I know, we talked about Quebec a little bit.
Yes.
You don't want Quebec to be in Canada.
No.
Yeah, because?
No, I can't say it on the air, yeah? Sushma ji.
They were rude people.
They are very rude people, yes. Mm. Yes. I would be mean to them, but yes, if they want to leave, let them go. That's the way I look at it.
Right.
Yes.
Now, the Canadian experience, why did you, I know that you did, and our listeners also know that you did Alaska.
Yes, yes. The reason I wanted to do Canadian across the country, Canada has the longest national highway on the planet.
Really?
Yes. It joins one end of Canada to the other end of Canada, and it is called the Trans-Canada Highway.
Wow.
So it's a national highway that Canada decided that it wanted to join all of its provinces.
Wow.
And so, and it was finished in 1962. So I did my research.
You did your research, and then yes. You said, okay, I'm going to go there.
Yes.
I'm going to go through the entire breadth of Canada.
Canada, each and every province. So I did actually go to Newfoundland also. And I found out that the ferry is considered the Trans-Canada Highway also.
Really?
Yes.
So you can't drink in the ferry?
You can drink. You can drink alcohol. So that's the only road that you can actually drink on. But I'm a teetotaler, so I didn't do any drinking.
No drinking, eh?
No.
And so the experience on the whole was very nice.
Very positive, extremely so, yes. And now that President Bush is not the president,
yes,
of America, all the Canadians are very nice to me.
Were they not nice to you earlier?
Well, not when Bush was there.
Really?
No. No, but you know, the thing is, it wasn't that they weren't mean to me. It was just that they
had nasty things to say about Americans.
Well, about Bush.
Yeah.
Yes, but my entire trip was, they were very welcoming, very cordial, very loving and very excited about the fact that, you know, I was doing that.
Yeah.
And that they had, you know, they had no problems with the fact that I was American. So, yeah. It was a great, great trip.
Now, if you look at feng shui wise.
Yes.
Is our country situated in a nice place?
You know, the thing, that's very interesting, because your country's financial corner ends up in the Yukon Territory, so you guys better be nice to the Yukon.
We are very nice to the Yukon Territory.
Are you?
Yes.
We've
got a lot of natural resources there.
In Yukon?
Yes.
But you know, the roads, they weren't well taken care of in the Yukon, no.
Maybe they're just eating up the money for other stuff.
Could be. But yes, the Yukon Territory ends up being your financial corner. And Newfoundland ends up being your love and marriage area.
Really? And they're looked after okay. What is BC?
BC is, well, you know, BC is, the spirituality area.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. Knowledge and spirituality.
Wow. That's why we are so laid back.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Now, I decided that because we are at Frontier every Friday.
Friday, yes.
And, you know, people who are shopping there like to listen to music as well. So, you will come with me on Friday.
Yes, I'll come with you because I love to look at clothes and people.
Meet people.
And meet people. Yes, right. I love to meet people.
Right.
Yes.
So, but I thought if we could do our special feng shui program, which is first Friday of every month,
yes,
today,
yes,
would that be okay?
That's wonderful, yes.
Okay, so let's give out our studio number,
yes,
and get people to call. What sort of questions should they be asking that you can answer?
I can answer questions. I think that here are the three most important areas for me that I consider that I always want to help my clients with. Once you get your romantic life in order, you know, your marriage and everything, once you're in good condition with your mate, that takes away a lot of stress.
Mm.
So romance and marriage is very important.
Right.
Finances are very important because you have to pay for your bills.
Mm-hmm.
So take care of that. And then career is also very important in that aspect. So we could take questions about career, finances, and love and romance. And I think that would be a good thing. And then, of course, I'd be more than happy to answer any other question.
Perfect. So let's give our telephone numbers out. Sunita Sitara is a feng shui consultant, and you have consulted many people here.
You know, yes, and I'll tell you, Sushma, they have been waiting for me since they first heard me in December.
Right.
They have waited 7-8 months, and I've already done 3 or 4 consultations already,
right,
and more are coming. I'm going to be doing some more tomorrow, yes.
Great. 604-280-1200, and our RimJim's number is 604-299-8863. If you have any questions for Sunita, give us a call, and she'll be able to answer your questions. 604-280-1200, 604-299-8863. When we start taking calls, if people have specific questions,
mm-hmm,
it will give them a better answer, right?
Yes, definitely, yes. If they have something that just, you know, they really want advice on, yes, definitely.
Line 4, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Go ahead.
I just wanted to find out about romance.
All right. Romance, okay. Tell me what's going on.
Oh, it's just like things are not working out. Like, I kind of need to talk to her, but I can't really... Like, you know, don't have the guts to talk to her.
Oh, that's, I'm sorry, sad to hear that. When you are looking at your home and you're standing outside your front door, what is happening in the far right corner of your home?
Far right corner, nothing much. There's nothing there, like the very back entrance, right?
Yeah, okay. So, you know, that ends up being your love and romance area. Whenever people are saying, I'm having a difficult time talking, it's either very cluttered or nothing is going on over there. So that would be the area that I would put two lovebirds. Is it kind of like, what room is it? Can you describe the room for me?
My room is in the back.
Okay, is that in the far right corner?
My room is in the far right. I face the far right corner as well, yeah.
Oh, okay. So is that where you sleep?
Yep.
So
that's right.
Do you have two bedside tables in your bedroom?
I have one.
Oh, whenever you have one bedside table in a bedroom, then that relationship is very, very, it's off balance. So I would suggest you get two bedside tables that are of equal size, and I would get two lamps of equal size, and make sure you have a headboard. Now, are you married or are you dating this person?
I'm not married, no.
Okay, but you're dating her?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you have a solid headboard?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it's solid. It's just in pieces.
Okay.
I think.
Okay, get a headboard that's solid, and that's always very good to have that, but really keep that room really well and clean, and have maybe two lovebirds or a vase with two pink roses in it, but also two bedside tables will make a big difference.
Okay, all right, thank you.
You're welcome, thank you.
Thank you. Line 5, how are you doing? Hi there, line 5.
Hi, my name is Rajinder.
Uh-huh.
And question about career.
Career. Oh, about your career. Yes, what's going on?
I'm driving, in the driving career.
Oh, you're in the driving career. Has it been, have you been doing okay, or do you want to do better? What's going on with that? Not very happy with the career. Okay.
Right.
So when you are, you know, it would be really great to hang a chime. Do you want to change your career, or are you happy with driving?
Not very happy. Tired of it.
You're tired of it. You want to change your career?
Yeah, I'm thinking about.
Do you know what you want to do?
Not really.
Okay, so what you want to do is go ahead and hang a chime by your front door, and what that will do is it will get your name out in the community, and people will start thinking about you, and that will also give you clarity as to what, maybe in which direction you want to go into. Is your house very cluttered on the inside? Is it messy?
No.
Okay, that's good, because sometimes if a house is messy, what about the closets? Are they messy?
Not much. Like, that's all take care. My wife take care about that. That's like.
Keeping, okay. Go ahead and hang a chime by your front door and see how that works in about a couple of months' time.
What need to hang?
A chime. It'll make sound with the wind, and it's made out of metal.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I don't have a name for a chime in Hindi. We'll find out from our listeners.
Yeah, let's find out.
Line 4, go ahead. Hi there, line 4. Are you there, line 4? I can't hear, but somebody is there.
Hmm. Well, maybe we go to another.
Yes. 604-280-1200, 604-299-8863. Now, chime has got a special place, right?
Yes, because what a chime will do is it will activate the wind.
Yeah.
When the wind is hitting the metal, you know, metal or wood, it doesn't matter. So when the chime makes a sound, and especially if you hang it in the career area, when the chime makes a sound, then your name goes out into the universe.
So where would where should the chime be, really?
You can go ahead and hang it by your front door. Even though a lot of people don't have their front door in the career area, it doesn't matter whether you go in and out of your front door. It's okay.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
Line 4, go ahead.
Hello? Hi there.
Hi.
Hi. I just like to know, we are building a house. I like to make a fireplace in our bedroom.
Okay.
So I read somewhere fireplace is not really good. So... What can I do?
Okay, so tell me, when you're standing and looking at your front door, where is your bedroom going to be? In the far back?
No, actually, it's left side front, second floor.
Left side front, second floor. You know, it's not a bad idea to have a fireplace in your bedroom. I wouldn't pay too much attention to, you know, did you hear from someone else or did you read it on the internet?
I just read on the magazine somewhere.
Okay. You know, sometimes it makes a difference if you put a fire element in a water area. That's where the problem begins. So the front, if you are in the front...
Actually, it's in the master bedroom in between the closet and the washroom in the middle of that area.
Yeah. Do you want to have a fireplace there?
Pardon me?
Do you want to have a fireplace?
Yeah, I just want to make a change a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, that's not a bad area to go ahead and have a fireplace, and it's not a problem to have a fireplace in your bedroom.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Line 5, go ahead. Hi there, line 5.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Ami. Okay. Just wants to know, like, मेरी जो भांजी हैं, वो मतलब मैरिज के लिए बातचीत चल रही है, तो आप बताएंगे कि कैसा रहेगा उनका?
Well, we're not doing astrology, we're doing feng shui.
What you doing? Sorry.
Feng shui, वास्तु. वास्तु कर रहे हैं. So उसमें शादी का, I don't know, we would not be able to help you with that.
No.
Okay, that's fine then.
Thank you, Ji.
Thank you.
So, the idea of feng shui is known to Indians as well.
Yes.
जिसे हिंदी में वास्तु शास्त्र कहते हैं. So, जब आप घर में छोटे थे आपके मम्मी हमेशा आपका बेडरूम चेंज करते हैं, यहाँ से पलंग उठाया ड्रॉअर वहां पे रख दिया या चेस्ट ऑफ ड्रॉअर्स वहां पे रख दिया या यू नो कपड़े यहाँ दराज यहाँ से निकाल के वहां रख दिया, उसे वास्तु कहते हैं. तो वो इज डन बेसिकली ताकि जो एनर्जी आपके घर में है
वो शिफ्ट हो जाए,
वो शिफ्ट हो और वो एक जगह पे
बैठी ना रहे,
बासी ना हो जाए.
ठीक है.
सो दोज आर सम ऑफ द थिंग्स. अगर आप इस चीज के बारे में और जानकारी लेना चाहते हैं, इट विल बी गुड आइडिया टू गो ऑन योर वेबसाइट एज वेल.
ओ यस, इट्स ग्रेट. आई एम एक्चुअली गोइंग टू बी एडिंग मोर थिंग्स ऑन देयर एज टू व्हाट यू कैन डू टू फिक्स अ मिसिंग एरिया बिकॉज अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल डोंट नो व्हाट टू डू. सो दैट्स गोइंग टू बी ऑन माई वेबसाइट. बट यस, यू कैन गो टू sunitasitara.com.
SUNITA SITARA.com.
Yes.
SunitaSitara.com. So yes. We'll take a very short commercial break.
Okay.
And we'll be right back with our listeners, 604-280-1200. That's our telephone number.
इतने सालों के बाद मिली है, अब तो गुलाब जामुन खानी ही पड़ेगी.
अरे अब मिलते ही मुझे ऊपर भेजने का इरादा है क्या?
अरे ऐसे क्यों कह रही है, कॉलेज में तो टिफिन से झट निकाल कर खा जाती थी, पता नहीं चलता था.
टाइप 2 डायबिटीज है मुझे, शुगर की इस बीमारी ने जिंदगी की मिठास ही खत्म कर दी है.
नवोदी है तेरा इलाज, नवोदी का कोई साइड इफेक्ट भी नहीं. ये 100% नेचुरल सप्लीमेंट है, सिर्फ 59.95 में, हर सुबह सिर्फ 2 टैबलेट्स.
अरे वाह, कहाँ से मिलेगी?
अभी फोन करें 1-877-NAVODI 1-877-622-8834. लेने से पहले अपने डॉक्टर से पूछ लें.
प्रोड्यूसर डायरेक्टर प्रकाश झा एक्सपोजेस द अगली अंडरबेली ऑफ एजुकेशन. आरक्षण.
आर यू ट्राइंग टू अक्यूज मी of being a casteist.
Amitabh Bachchan, Manoj Bajpayee, Deepika Padukone, Prateek and Saif Ali Khan.
Agar aap aarakshan ke saath nahi hain to aap iske khilaf hain.
Lyrics Prasoon Joshi, music Shankar Ehsan Loy.
Seedhe point pe
aarakshan from 12th August in a cinema near you.
Little India hafte ke 7 din khule rehte hain, subah 10 se sham ke 8 baje tak.
Pata hai 8611 Scott Road, Delta. Telephone 604-597-0505.
Yo, bro, nice wheels. That must have been pretty expensive.
Not at all, actually. I actually got it financed, no problem.
A brand new car. For cheap and with financing.
It's actually a quality used car. Isn't she a beauty, man?
Okay, I gotta know. Where did you go?
I went to Pinnacle Car Sales. They're friendly, they have great service. You can actually check them out at pinnacle/csl.com. Dude, where are you off to?
Pinnacle Car Sales!
Hey, bada pav, pav bhaji, bhel puri, pani puri, veggie, chowmin, bambi, franki, chicken, kadizol, paneer, kadizol, seekh kebab, kadizol. Sab milenge idhar, bolo kya mangte hai?
Apna Chart House, Unit 112-7500 Scotch Road, Surrey. Call 604-502-8081.
RJ 1200 and Radio Rim Gym Live. This Friday from noon to 6 p.m. at Frontier Warehouse in Surrey. Come in and see for yourself the great deals at Frontier Warehouse located at 8140 Scott Road, Surrey. Be sure to join us from noon to 6 p.m. RJ 1200 and Radio Rim Gym Live.
Exit right onto Highway 1 on-ramp. Recalibrating. In 200 meters. Make a U-turn and return to Highway 1. Recalibrating. To return to Highway Recalibrating.
जब आप नई होंडा में होते हैं तो खूबसूरत वादियों से होके जाना चाहते हैं. अपने लोकल डीसी होंडा डीलर के पास आज ही टेस्ट ड्राइव के लिए जाएं और अपनी गर्मियों की सही तरीके से शुरुआत करें.
आज 1200 और रेडियो रूम जिम सुन रहे हैं. आपका शब का प्रोग्राम है. सुनीता सितारा इज इन द स्टूडियोज एंड इफ यू हैव एनी क्वेश्चंस रिगार्डिंग योर हाउस रिगार्डिंग फंक्शन,
यस,
फील फ्री टू कॉल एंड आस्क द क्वेश्चन. थैंक यू फॉर वेटिंग लाइन 4. हाउ आर यू डूइंग?
वेरी गुड, थैंक्स. आई हैव अ क्वेश्चन. आई वांटेड टू आस्क अबाउट माइन एंड माय हस्बैंड्स फाइनेंसेस. और
ओके, सो हाउ आर योर फाइनेंसेस डूइंग?
They're doing okay, but we just did some investments, so I just wanted to know about that.
Okay, I mean, I'm not an astrologer, but I can tell you
okay.
the types of things that you can do to make sure that your finances stay in good shape. Make sure that your kitchen is clean all the time, and make sure that the stove is in good shape, that all four burners are working, all, you know, and use all four burners at the same, you know, all the time. We have the tendency to use just maybe one burner or two burners, so use all four of them, which that tells the universe that you have enough money to, you know, use all four burners. Does that kind of make sense if you use your stove?
I do use all, and our stove is pretty new, so.
Okay, great. Keep it clean all the time, and just don't have anything, you know, a lot of times people put a kettle on the stove at nighttime. Make sure you take that and put it in a cupboard. And then when you are standing outside your home, looking at your front door, the far left corner of your home is your financial corner. What's happening in that room?
Far left corner.
When you're facing the front door, yes.
When you're facing the front door, we've got a sitting area or a living room down there.
Okay, so that far left corner, just make sure that it stays pretty clean.
Okay.
And clutter-free. Clutter is the biggest problem as far as finances are concerned. When you have clutter, then finances have a difficult time growing. Also, you can put a green plant in that corner that has rounded leaves. The plant needs to have rounded leaves because that's kind of like the shape of money.
Okay.
Okay?
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 604-280-1200, 604-299-9886.
Our telephone number is Sunita Sitara's in the studios. Now, you talked about missing area.
Yes.
And you're going to put that on your website as well.
I am. I'm working on that because I went ahead and drew a plan. Before I left, I talked with the guy who designed my website and started, you know, talking to him about, because a lot of people don't know what to do about a missing area. But here's another thing. Sometimes you don't have a missing area, but you might have a protruding area.
Ah.
And so I'm going to, you know, show the difference between the two.
Can you talk about it and tell us what is the difference between the two?
Okay, so what happens is when the back of your home, say two-thirds of it protrudes, goes out.
Yes.
Then whatever is left on the one-third, that becomes a missing area.
Okay.
But if you only have one-third or one-quarter protruding,
yeah,
and there's more that's not protruding,
right,
then that is actually a protrusion, which actually gives more energy to that area.
Oh.
So, and then you don't really actually end up having a missing area. So that's been very interesting.
Oh, I didn't know that. I mean, so that makes sense to us. Now, in our house, we've got a missing area.
Yes.
Because our sun deck protrudes quite a bit.
Yes, and it's a bigger sun deck. It's bigger than the sum of your home.
Ah.
So I think that's the problem. The rest of the area is, the sun deck, I would say, is at least two-thirds of the house, right? Wouldn't you say?
I think
so. And the rest of the house is one-third. So that actually, so if it's a smaller area, then it actually is a missing area.
Right, right, right.
So
in our case, we've got a huge missing area?
Yes. Two areas actually missing. Because you end up having family, extended family relationships is missing, as well as finances.
Wow, isn't that interesting?
Yes, it is, yeah.
No wonder I had to work so hard.
Yes, you have worked very hard all your life. But I think it's, you know, to me, I can go into somebody's home and wherever they are having problems, that will be the messiest room.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Especially when they have money problems.
When they have money problems, that will be the money corner will be a messy corner. Yes. Or that room will be a messy room.
So when people, sometimes it happens with people when they go home, the minute they enter the house, there is a kind of energy that takes over.
Yes.
They don't want to do anything.
Right.
They just want to sit down and be lethargic.
Yeah.
or when they enter the house, they feel a very uneasy and restless energy.
Yes.
So what sort of things are happening in the house when you feel those kinds of
emotions? When you're feeling lethargic, that there's a lot of clutter. And there's just, you know, a lot of times people will say, well, my house is very neat and clean.
Yes.
But they have things behind their closets.
Ah.
And it's just too much stuff. Right. So I always say keep things that, keep only the things that you wear.
Right.
And I know, you know, when, especially when you are, I was shopping today and looking at all the saris and all the lehengas, and you want to go home with all those clothes.
Yes.
But how often are you going to wear them? I mean, I really had to resist buying something for myself.
Right.
Because in Oklahoma, I don't wear saris.
Right.
So, you know, they're just going to hang in my closet. So whenever something is hanging in your closet, you got to look at it like all that stuff is using your energy.
Ah.
That's the way that you have to look at it.
Okay. So if you've got, sometimes you keep clothes for emotional reasons.
Yes. Okay. Good emotional reasons is okay.
Hmm.
If an outfit brings really sad memories back, then it's time to get rid of it.
Really?
Oh, yes. Do you have sad outfits?
Yes, I do.
Oh, let's go and clean out your closet today.
Yes, we'll do that. But, you know, I have this one big jacket that Mom made for me.
But it probably brings...
It makes me angry that I never wore it.
Oh, okay. Yes. I can understand that. Well, you can wear it now.
Yeah. Maybe not.
Well, then that's basically you're angry at your own actions.
Yes.
You're not necessarily sad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Probably, maybe a little bit. But, yes. You know, but people always do feel that, you know, if they have, if they've got clothes, oh, maybe I'll wear it sometime.
Yes. And women will do that. They'll say that, you know, I'm going to get down to that size.
Yes.
I'll lose the weight. Okay, so by the time you lose the weight, that outfit is going to be out of fashion. I can guarantee it. So get rid of it. And also the fabrics have changed. I mean, we're not wearing polyester from the 70s anymore, are
no,
we?
No.
We're wearing cottons and more natural fabrics, you know. So, yes, get rid of the things. My rule is 1 year. And you haven't worn it, out it goes.
So you were talking last time when you were in the program, you were talking about 27 things to be discarded.
Yes.
What is the reason behind the 27 things? Is it by the time you're taking things out and you're counting, it's like, I might as well throw everything away.
Well, 27, the good thing about that is it is a magical number. And the whole thing is that you do get caught up in counting. And you kind of go, okay, 1, 2, and it becomes a game.
Yes.
So by the time you get rid of 27, you really have basically lost count. And then you see how easy it is. And if I said to people, get rid of 5 things, it's easy to get rid of 5 things. 27, I want to make it harder for them.
And by the time, and I have noticed that people say,
yes.
Well, I cleaned the house and I feel so much better.
Yes, exactly. Yes, you do need to clean the house and, you know, dust it. Dusting is very important. You keep dust in your house, it's going to be... It actually makes you think less. You are definitely more loaded down. Dust makes a huge difference.
So if you feel lethargic, that means you need to clean your house.
Yes.
You need to get things moving.
And if you are, like you had said, and you go into the house and it's unsettled energy, even that can have something to do with the type of stuff that you're keeping.
Really?
Yes. It's kind of like if you have a lot of negative things that you're holding on to, that will make you feel unsettled.
Okay, give me an example of maybe a negative thing.
Okay, so say you don't have very good relations with one member of your family.
Okay.
And they have given you a gift from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And every time you look at a gift, even though you don't say it out loud, you kind of go, ugh, I don't like it. So that is negative energy, that object. You could have a completely clean house, but you could have objects that are holding on to negative energy.
I never thought of it that way.
I know. But in your house, you don't have anything that...
Are you sure about that?
I am sure. Everything in your house is perfect.
Right, okay.
Yes.
All right, I feel much better. But, you know, that will make people think.
Yes.
You know?
You have to look at your house and go, exactly what do I love absolutely love in this house. I was doing a consultation for a client here in Vancouver. And, you know, a lot of times we'll go out and buy something for that wall or something just because we feel like it needs something. But don't put something up there that you don't absolutely love. Yeah.
Okay, 604-280-1200. Sunita is here. If you've got any questions, you don't understand what feng shui is all about, or you want to feng shui your house, or you want to just curious about whatever it is in your house, give us a call. She'll be able to shed some light on it. 604-280-1200, 604-299-8863, and we'll take a very short commercial break.
Yes.
And we'll be right back.
इस हफ्ते प्राइस स्मार्ट फूड्स पर सारे स्टोर में आपको बढ़िया बचतें मिलेंगी जैसे मेक्सिको में उगाए आमों का लगभग 4 किलोग्राम का केस सिर्फ 647 का नीसा प्रीमियम गोल्ड बासमती राइस का 10 पाउंड का बैग सिर्फ 997 का या यूएस ग्रोन नंबर 1 ग्रेड सेलो रैप फूल गोभी सिर्फ 147 की प्राइस स्मार्ट फूड्स इट्स स्मार्ट टू सेव
ਜਦੋਂ ਕੋਈ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਤੋਹਫ਼ਾ ਦੇਵੇ ਤਾਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਧੰਨਵਾਦ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੋ ਇਹੋ ਗੱਲ ਸੜਕ ਤੇ ਵੀ ਲਾਗੂ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਇਸ ਲਈ ਜਦੋਂ ਕੋਈ ਡਰਾਈਵਰ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਪ੍ਰਤੀ ਨਿਮਰਤਾ ਦਿਖਾਏ ਤਾਂ ਹੱਥ ਲਾ ਕੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਧੰਨਵਾਦ ਕਰੋ ਸ਼ੇਖੀ ਛੱਡੋ ਸ਼ੁਕਰਾਨਾ ਕਰੋ ਡਰਾਈਵ ਸਮਾਰਟ
ਆ ਗਿਆ ਹੈ ਸਮਰ ਵੈਕੇਸ਼ਨ ਹਰ ਕਿਸੀ ਨੇ ਚੁਣਾ ਹੈ ਅਲੱਗ ਲੋਕੇਸ਼ਨ ਮੰਮੀ ਕੋ ਚਾਹੀਏ ਪਰਵਤੋਂ ਕੀ ਬਹਾਰ ਤੋ ਬੇਟੀ ਨੇ ਕੀ ਸ਼ਾਪਿੰਗ ਕੀ ਪੁਕਾਰ ਬੇਟੀ ਨੇ ਬੀਚਸ ਕਾ ਮਜ਼ਾ ਉਠਾਨਾ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਆਪਕੋ ਅੱਛੇ ਰੈਸਟੋਰੈਂਟ ਪੇ ਖਾਣਾ ਖਾਣਾ ਹੈ तो क्यों ना ऐसी जगह जाएं जहां ये सब कुछ पाएं तो चलो बसर यहां पूरे परिवार के लिए है पी टू पी गोंडोला खूबसूरत बीचेस हसीन वादियां बेहतरीन शॉपिंग और लजीज खाना भी होटल रूम सिर्फ $99 से लेकर अभी फोन करें 1-800-WHISTLER या फिर whistler.com पे जाएं समय का दूसरा नाम whistler
कनाडा में आना इतना एक्साइटिंग है हर दिन कुछ नया ट्राई करो स्प्रिंग में मेपल सिरप समर में स्ट्रॉबेरी पिकिंग विंटर में आइस स्केटिंग
काश ये सब फ्री में मिले जैसे कि मेरा बैंकिंग अकाउंट
फ्री
हाँ एक साल तक
आरबीसी वेलकम्स न्यू कमर्स विद द आरबीसी वेलकम टू कनाडा पैकेज एंजॉय अप टू 1 year of फ्री बैंकिंग अ क्रेडिट कार्ड विद नो क्रेडिट हिस्ट्री रिक्वायर्ड ग्रेट एडवाइस एंड मोर
अब ये हुआ वेलकम
विजिट rbc.com/new इन वैंकूवर आरबीसी आपके फायदे की सलाह नो मंथली फीस अदर चार्जेस मे अप्लाई सम टर्म्स कंडीशंस एंड रिस्ट्रिक्शंस
घर की प्रॉब्लम काम काज में प्रॉब्लम सेहत की प्रॉब्लम बच्चों की प्रॉब्लम कोई टू मच प्रॉब्लम यार
आगे पीछे आजू बाजू प्रॉब्लम ही प्रॉब्लम
इस प्रॉब्लम ही प्रॉब्लम को नो प्रॉब्लम में बदलने का एक आसान तरीका है प्रोफेसर अमरजोत को 604-321-0068 पे फोन करें और उनसे अपॉइंटमेंट लें उनका कहना है कि जिंदगी के हर एक प्रॉब्लम के लिए कई उपाय हो सकते हैं योगा से लेकर मेडिटेशन तक और लकी स्टोन से लेकर फंग शुई तक 604-321-0068 पे फोन करें और
डोंट वरी बी हैप्पी
शहर में सबसे सुंदर मंदिर कहाँ पे मिलेंगे
सिर्फ लिटिल इंडिया से लिटिल इंडिया 8611 स्कॉट रोड डेल्टा में है टेलीफोन नंबर 604-597-0505
जब क्वालिटी एजुकेशन और अफोर्डेबल कॉस्ट आपकी जिंदगी की प्रायोरिटी हो तो सिर्फ पेस कनाडा कॉलेज आपकी बेस्ट चॉइस बन सकता है पेस से करें होटल मैनेजमेंट डिप्लोमा प्रोग्राम फॉर $7400 और जानकारी के लिए फोन करें 604-595-7962
आज 1200 और रेडियो रिमझिम सुन रहे हैं आपका शुभ का प्रोग्राम है सुनीता सितारा इज हियर विद अस एंड वी हैव गॉट अ कॉलर वेटिंग लाइन फोर थैंक यू फॉर वेटिंग हाउ आर यू डूइंग हाय देयर
हेलो
हाउ आर यू
गुड हाउ आर यू
फाइन थैंक यू गो अहेड आस्क अ क्वेश्चन
आई जस्ट वांटेड टू नो अबाउट माय हाउस आई मीन इज देयर एनी नेगेटिव एनर्जी लाइक एंड हाउ डज दैट इफेक्ट योर normal life
well you know if that's a good question the middle of your home whether it's upstairs or downstairs is going to affect your overall health so that's the area that I would pay some attention to and have make sure that you have green plants and if you can take care of green plants make sure you have silk plants that look very natural and keep them dusted. A lot of times people have like a staircase in the middle of your home, and if you have that, that could be a problem. What's your home like? Is there a lot of clutter in your house?
No, not actually, no.
Okay, that's very good. So what's happening in, like, in the absolute center of your home?
well, in the center of the home, I think I have this, like, mirror kind of thing.
Okay. So sometimes, is it a round mirror or does it have...
No, like a rectangle.
Does it have a frame around it?
Kind of, yes.
Okay, so, you know, mirrors are good because they bring in more energy. I would just make sure that you have some green plants in the middle of your home. Are you having health problems?
Well, yes, yeah.
Okay, well, it's kind of hard because I can't see what your home looks like, but I would go ahead and have plants, healthy plants in your home and have, like, maybe even the color green or earth tones in the middle of your home. And I think that would help with the health.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Now, that was an interesting question.
Yes.
So the middle, I can't picture her house. Usually, a Bhagwa map.
Bhagwa map has 9 areas, 9 quadrants,
right.
9 segments.
Uh-huh.
So, they can go on my website and the Bhagwa map, the bottom 3 are knowledge, spirituality, knowledge, and then career, and then helpful people.
Mm-hmm.
That's where your front door is going to be. So that's where your house begins.
Right.
And then everything behind it is the rest of your house. So
right.
Those 9 areas affect you in your life, in your home.
Uh-huh.
So when you have things going on in the middle of your home, people do have issues with their health because sometimes you will have... You do have in the middle of your home, you also have the staircase, but the things that we have done as far as that's concerned is, you know, you have earth tones there and there are healthy plants that are, and whenever people have plants, they don't take care of them. That means they're basically not taking care of their own health.
Ah, so have no plants if you don't want to be sick.
No, I want you to have greenery, but if you can't take care of plants, have silk plants.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
And it is also, I mean, everybody can't look after plants. In our office here,
yes.
Shivilaji is the only one who can look after our plants because she has a green thumb.
Shivilaji is wonderful.
Yeah?
Yes.
And everybody else... would just kill all the plants.
They probably would, and she probably takes very good care of the plants and waters them.
She has names for each plant, and she talks to each plant.
And you know, that is something you really should do.
Really?
Yes, you should.
I was going to laugh at her the other day.
Oh, my God.
But she was talking to this rubber plant that we've got under the side, and she's saying, you know, she's talking as if she's talking to a little kid. She's saying, see, I told you this place is good for you. You're growing. Look, new leaves have come out.
Yes. Yes, you need to do that.
So cute.
Shivila, she's ahead of her time.
Yes, she certainly is.
Yes.
You talked about round plants.
Yes.
What is the difference between a round plant? And some plants have got very sharp
leaves
to them.
Yeah. So sharpness, when you think about it, if you have sharp corners or anything that's sharp like a knife, that's going to cut you or hurt you,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's the same thing with sharp leaves. That's
just very symbolic.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. And it's very common sense. So when you look at leaves, like coins are round in shape, right?
Yeah, you won't find a coin that will hurt you.
Right. Oh, yes. No. And a lot of times people have a very complicated relationship with money.
Yeah. I've heard you say that before as well.
Yes.
What do you mean by that? I mean, long time ago, you used to say that to me. You got very complicated relationship with money. You don't like money. Why don't you ever charge? And
yes.
I would say, I don't feel right about it.
I know. The thing is that the way that you have to look at money is...
it's the end to all means.
Money is the most efficient barter system on the planet.
Money is the most efficient barter system. Okay.
Okay. So what you do is I go to your store and say, I want that bottle of water.
Yes.
You don't say to me, okay, give me 2 oranges, and I'll say, no, I'll give you 2 apples.
Yeah.
You say, it's $1.20.
Yeah.
And I know exactly how much it is. And I know how much work I'm going to have to do to earn $1.20.
Ah.
So it's very efficient.
Right.
In that sense.
Yes.
So you do, when you don't charge people, you are disrespecting yourself.
And the money.
And the money.
So the money says, this person doesn't respect me, I'm not going there.
That's exactly what money says, yes.
Really?
And yes, because, you know,
From now on, I'm going to be singing Mera Sapna Money Money.
I like that song. So, but I remember the very first time, and I used to do tarot readings, yes. Right, for people. I still do them, but I charge money now.
Yes.
So it was a friend of a friend of a friend who came for a tarot reading. I spent an hour, and the woman was just really basically like, you know, prove it to me that you know what you're doing.
Right.
Well, I don't need to do that. So after the hour was over, she just walked away. She didn't really care about it. And she didn't take any of my advice. And I sat there and I thought, I have just taught her to disrespect me because I gave it to her for free. She wasn't a friend of mine. I mean, of course, for friends and, you know, people I know, I make sure that I always charge.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever do anything for free,
mm-hmm.
but I will give a discount.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very important.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the last day that I did anything for free.
Really?
Yes.
I don't even know that about my own sister. But that's a very good policy because when you respect what you are doing, people will respect it as well.
Yes. And then the thing is, like, there were quite a few of your listeners who called. And I told them what my charges were. And sometimes it is too expensive.
Yes.
But that's okay. They can say no.
Yes.
They can say no, that's too expensive.
Right.
It's the same thing. You're looking for a blouse. You want to spend $40. The blouse is $60. Well, you're not going to bargain with the person.
Right.
Right?
You might.
You might. You might at the Indian bazaar. But would you do it at Sears?
Maybe not.
No.
Because Sears doesn't encourage it.
No.
But an Indian store does encourage it.
They do encourage it. I think the Indian culture has a very complicated relationship with money. I think we're taught that.
But how is that possible when we have a goddess of money like Lakshmi?
I agree. I think that we've got the inroad as a culture. We've got our own god that takes care of money, you know. So, I mean, yes, Lakshmi ji is right there. But I don't know. I'm going to have to do some research.
I think that's a good idea.
Yes.
Research into what is the relationship of the South Asian community with money.
Money.
Why do we have to haggle?
Why do we haggle? I don't understand. Yes, I don't. Though I love haggling, though.
See, there you go. You yourself are asking the question and giving an answer.
I am.
604-280-1200 is RJ1200's number. And Sunita is heard on RJ1200 and Radio Rim Jim. Radio Rim Jim's number is 604-299-8863. Through these two radio stations, you can hear us throughout Canada and on our website.
Yes.
You can hear us on our website, which is www.rj1200.com.
Mm-hmm.
And Sunita, when you do the program from Oklahoma.
Yes.
Where it is like 30 degrees temperature.
No, it's 40.
40 today?
Yes.
No kidding.
Yes, it's 40 degrees. That's why I'm here.
It's going to be 40 for a long time, so you're going to stay here for a long time.
Yes, I want to stay here for a long time, but I need to go home and make money. There you go.
There you go. Very good. So give us a call, and when you do the program from Oklahoma,
mm-hmm.
Once the program is finished, we put it on our podcast.
Yes.
So that people who've missed the program can hear it on our website.
Yes.
Do you find that people listen to it?
Yes. I have the ability to go into my website and look at where people have been listening to me, or, you know, where are people coming to my website. And can they come from Alberta, BC, Ontario, Saskatchewan, Manitoba.
All the provinces.
Except for
Newfoundland.
At Quebec.
And Quebec.
I've got it in for Quebec.
Quebecers are not that bad. They're okay.
All right, if you say so.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, so we've still got about 10 minutes.
Yes.
Sunita's still here if you've got any questions. Sunita, if people wanted to connect with you, how can they do that?
They can go to my website. They can send me an email if they have questions. It's just sunita@sunitasitara.com.
Mm-hmm.
Really simple.
And your website, can they put a question there?
Yes, they can. They can go to sunitasitar.com. There's an area where they can ask questions about numerology as well as feng shui.
Perfect. Yes. We'll take a short commercial break and we'll be right back with Sunita Sitara.
Oi Raju, tu fer TV dekhda? Koi kam vi kar liya karo.
Dad, it's summer holidays. Main relax karda.
Le, relax da bachcha. Dekh la Raju di maa tere munde de lachan. Edda de theeth nu ki kahiye?
Tusi fikar na karo ji, ede jill pune da hal mere kol aa. Ajj hi phone kar diya main South Asian Arts nu. Inna da summer dance camp August vich lag reya hai. Ik wari studio vich ja ke matthe te mudka aaya, ta inne aap hi TV da pichha chhad dena. Haan.
Oh wah ve Raju di maa, hun kitti na gall. Number.
Call South Asian Arts today at 604-767-3564 or email info@southasianarts.ca to register for their summer dance camp. Both Bhangra and Shamik's Indo Jazz will be taught 2 days a week. Camp begins August 4th in Vancouver and August 6th in Surrey. Family discounts are available, but spaces are limited. So call today, 604-767-3564.
अगर आपके पास प्राइम रेट पर वेरिएबल मॉर्गेज है तो आज ही राजन सगी से रीफाइनेंस करवा के हजारों डॉलर्स बचाएं। राजन सगी पिछले 7 सालों से इस फील्ड में है। आज के मॉर्गेज रेट के लिए अभी राजन सगी को 604-767-5050 पर फोन करें 604-767-5050 या फिर www.rajansagi.com पर जाएं।
आइए जी, वेलकम टू राजा ज्वेलर्स।
भाई बड़ी तारीफ सुनी है आपकी।
मेरी?
राजा ज्वेलर्स की 22 कैरेट गोल्ड ज्वेलरी की।
तो आइए देखिए ना, झुमके बालियाँ, चेन्स नेकलेसेस, रिंग्स बैंगल्स।
भाई इनके स्टाइल डिजाइन सब लगते हैं औरों से अलग।
तभी तो राजा के बारे में मशहूर है कि राजा दी कारीगरी होरा नालों वखरी।
एब्सोल्युटली जी, यू आर ग्रेट।
अच्छा अच्छा, आप गहने देखिए, मैं जरा रेडियो सुनने वालों को बता दूं।
मेरे बारे में?
नहीं नहीं, राजा ज्वेलर्स के बारे में।
ओह,
राजा का पता 9305 स्कॉट रोड डेल्टा, फोन 604-583-8300। राजा के गहने सबसे अलग।
हरविंदर्स एस्थेटिक्स 28 साल के तजुर्बे के साथ ये आपके लिए लेकर आए हैं वर्ल्ड्स बेस्ट लेजर फॉर हेयर रिमूवल, सिर्फ 5 से 6 ट्रीटमेंट्स में, वो भी नो पेन एंड नो साइड इफेक्ट्स। रिंकल्स, एक्ने, स्कार, स्ट्रेच मार्क्स, ब्लेमिशेस और वेट लॉस इन इंचेस के ट्रीटमेंट्स के बारे में तो आप जानते ही हैं। अब इनकी नई लेजर टेक्नोलॉजी के साथ अपने गंजेपन को दूर कीजिए और अब इनकी $300 की जबरदस्त 5 लग्जरी विजिट्स आप पा सकते हैं सिर्फ $68 में, जिसमें शामिल है फेशियल, मैनिक्योर, पेडिक्योर, आयरन क्लेंस, प्रोलेक्सी, मसाज बेड, लाइट मेकअप एप्लीकेशन। कॉल एट 604-572-3879।
डेजिग्नेटेड ड्राइवर पाप जो शराब ना पींदा होवे, चुनन दा सही समा शराब पीण तो बाद नहीं हुंदा। शराब दा आखरी पैग पीण तो पहला अपना डेजिग्नेटेड ड्राइवर चुनो अते घर सुरक्षित पहुंचन दा प्रबंध करो। ए ट्रैफिक रिपोर्ट तोड़े तक ICBC ने पहुंचाई।
ये है RJ 1200 News Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Trevor McManus. Prime Minister Harper says Canada is prepared to look into allegations that Syrian authorities are threatening Syrian Canadians. Harper says he's unaware of any threats, but they would be unacceptable. He says the Syrian government's bloody crackdown on protesters is also unacceptable. The Prime Minister says Canada and its allies are working to pressure the regime to reform. His comments came as the UN Security Council condemned Syrian authorities for attacking civilians and committing widespread human rights violations. The debt crisis is behind him, and now U.S. President Barack Obama is challenging his cabinet to step up efforts to get people back to work. Obama says the long battle over the debt limit has had negative effect on the American economy, but his spokesman is rejecting talk of a double-dip recession. The New York stock market had been on track for its longest losing streak since the peak of the financial crisis in 2008, but edged into positive territory in early afternoon trading. The Toronto market also rebounded to end up at above 64 points. New research suggests the Earth may have once had 2 moons. Astronomers in California and Switzerland theorized that the smaller one may have crashed into its big sister in what they call the Big Splat, leaving a single bulked up but slightly lopsided moon. They say that would explain why the moon's far side is much more hilly than the one that's facing the Earth. The research is published in the Journal of Nature. And to the ice, the owner of the New York Islanders says he's not giving up on Long Island. voters there recently rejected a plan to borrow $400 million for a new hockey arena. Team owner Charles Wong says he has two goals for the Islanders, winning the Stanley Cup and staying on Long Island. The Islanders' lease on the Nassau Coliseum expires in 2015. In the markets, the Canadian dollar closed at 103.89 cents U.S., down one quarter of a cent. The American dollar stood at 96.26 cents Canadian, up one quarter of a cent. Currently in Abbotsford, under a few clouds, it's 25. In Surrey, it's 20. And in Vancouver, under a few clouds, it's 21. Time on the roundup is 10 minutes to the hour. I'm Trevor McManus with the RJ 1200 News Update.
नए डिजाइन उम्दा वैरायटी और कम कीमत में अनसिले प्योर सेमी प्योर हैवी एम्ब्रॉयडरी सूट्स डिजाइनर रेडीमेड सूट्स साड़ियां कुर्तियां खुला कपड़ा लेडीज पर्सेस कॉस्ट्यूम ज्वेलरी कोरियन स्टोन ज्वेलरी और भी बहुत कुछ और शादी ब्याह हो पार्टी वियर हो या कोई भी खुशी के मौके पर लेन देन हो सब कुछ कम कीमतों में कम कीमतें इसलिए क्योंकि कपड़ा मंडी डायरेक्ट इम्पोर्टर और होलसेलर है पूरे नॉर्थ अमेरिका के लिए नए डिजाइन और ऊंची वैरायटी लेनी हो तो कपड़ा मंडी आना पायल बिजनेस सेंटर सरी में
चाहे मार्बल हो या पोर्सलिन तांबे की या लोहे की लकड़ी की या फिर चांदी की
हर तरह की मूर्तियाँ लीजिए आप लिटिल इंडिया से लिटिल इंडिया विश्वास का दूसरा नाम लिटिल इंडिया 8611 स्कॉट रोड डेल्टा टेलीफोन 604-597-0505
आज 1200 और गपशप का प्रोग्राम है एंड कॉलर ऑन लाइन 4 थैंक यू फॉर वेटिंग थ्रू द एंटायर न्यूज बुलेटिन हाउ आर यू डूइंग
Hi, I'm fine. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. Here is Sunita.
Yeah, so I have a question regarding bamboo plants.
Okay.
So I have a bamboo plant in the living room.
Uh-huh.
And I keep a Buddha statue near it.
Okay.
So how does it help, the bamboo plant?
The bamboo plant is going to, a lot of times people put that in their financial area. Is it a bamboo plant that is squiggly or is it straight up and down?
Not really straight. The down part is straight and then it's curled at the end.
Okay, perfect. That's the one I would like for you to have. That actually helps with finances and when are you going to put it next to the Buddha? What part of your home do you have that in?
It's facing the front door and
okay.
slightly on the left.
Okay, it's in by your front door?
Yeah, so facing the front door. If I'm
okay.
standing... In the living room,
okay.
facing the front door.
That's perfect. So, yeah, you mm-hmm. take good care of it. Yes, that's going to actually help with your finances and it's also going to help with knowledge and spirituality. So that's very good. Excellent.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care.
Line 5, go ahead. Hi there, line 5.
Hi.
Yeah.
My name is Mina.
Yes, that's you.
And I want to ask a question.
Okay. Go ahead.
I was hearing your program,
uh-huh.
and I have that question that you explained. And, you know, all of the time, it's about 6 months
uh-huh.
that I'm feeling I'm so tired and
okay.
Sleepy
okay.
and a low energy. I went to my physician,
mm-hmm.
and I have done lots of tests, but all of them... are good and
has come back normal. So do you have a messy house?
What?
Is your house very messy?
No.
Okay. So are your closets in good shape? Is there a lot of stuff in the closets?
Yes, but all of the time I clean up them and I don't like messy home.
Okay. So that's really good that you don't. So one of the things that you can always do is in the middle of your home you can have healthy plants. Do you have any kind of plants in your house?
No, unfortunately, because my house is faced to north and we don't have any sunshine or something like this.
Okay, so the best thing to do when you don't have sunshine is to go ahead and get some silk plants.
Mm-hmm.
And so that you need greenery, and that's what happens is when you have a house that doesn't have greenery in it, then we don't feel comfortable in that. So I would just go and find some silk plants and keep them in the middle of your home. And that will actually, if you don't have a messy house, then you really shouldn't be having problems with your energy. So start with the green plants. And if that doesn't help you, you know, in a couple of weeks or 2 or 3 weeks time, you can always send me an email.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Sunita, why don't you give your email address right now again?
Okay, it's Sunita, S-U-N-I-T-A, at
sunitasitara.com. So it's sunitasitara.com.
And that'll go directly to you.
Yes, it does.
And they can also look at your website as
well. Yes, they can look at my website and they can send me an email from the website. So it's really, I've made it very simple. They can also go on Facebook and find me.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, why feng shui?
You know, I think that mom always did it, and I always liked the fact that, you know, we would, every so often she'd just clean the house, and remember when she used to pull her hair back really
right.
tightly? And
yes, she knew she was going to do something for the house.
Yeah, we had to get out of the way.
That's right.
So I think that I was watching the news.
Yeah.
And I saw on NBC, Tom Brokaw was talking about feng shui, and I had gotten interested in it, and this is about 20 years ago. And he said that Donald Trump does feng shui for every casino.
Right.
For every building, not only casino, but for all of his buildings. And I couldn't find even one book on feng shui at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So I just started doing a lot of research. And I just knew that's going to be a big thing in America for sure.
Right.
And then, you know, whenever I would come here, remember, I would ask everybody
mm-hmm.
that you knew. And all of your Chinese friends. So I think that intuitively also, because I've just always been interested in interior decorating, mm-hmm. all interior decorators do feng shui.
Right.
They may not realize it, but even people do feng shui intuitively in their own house.
Mm-hmm.
Like you painted that back wall red without me telling you to paint it red.
That's right. And that was...
That's your fame and reputation area.
Right.
And... You're famous everywhere. Even people in Newfoundland knew you.
Really?
Yes. I was at an Indian restaurant, and I was talking to this guy, and I think he gave me the table
right.
because he knew you.
No kidding.
Yes, so I want to go to some part of the planet where no one knows you.
Oh, there are many places where people don't know me.
Oh.
There are people in Vancouver that don't know me.
That is not possible. No. But... You know, if you want your reputation to expand mm-hmm. in your community, mm-hmm. the middle back, mm-hmm. The far middle mm-hmm. back wall of your home, paint that red. Or if you can paint it red, have something that's red in color.
Right.
That you hang up there.
Okay.
Yes.
So red brings in fame.
Yes.
And what is yellow for?
Yellow is a great color for conversation. Don't paint the bedroom yellow.
No.
No, because
you won't be able to go to sleep.
No, because you want to be chatty. And yellow is a very lively color.
So yellow could be in the kitchen?
A kitchen, just like our kitchen is yellow.
That's right.
Yes. And blue. Blue is a very good color, not a very deep blue, not a dark blue.
But light.
But light blue is perfect for a bedroom.
Okay.
Or light green is perfect for a bedroom. Purple is perfect. Light lilac, you know,
lilac.
Light purple is a good color for the bedroom. Don't do your bedroom orange, red, or peach. Don't do that.
Because?
Orange is going to be a very angry, agitating color.
Okay.
Red is a very passionate color. So if you want it to have a lot of passion in the bedroom.
Right.
But it's not going to let you rest. It's not
right.
a restful color. And peach, for some reason, I don't know, pink is fine.
Yeah, but peach isn't.
I think because it has a little bit more orange in it.
Right.
And that is, it's a little
it's too a fire cool. color.
And it is a fire color, yes. Mm-hmm. So yellow, I would do yellow kitchens, not paint a child's bedroom yellow.
No.
Don't.
Blue.
Yeah, blue is fine. Light colors, like softer colors.
And whiter shades?
White is a good color. You know, when you look at the Bhagwa map, the white color is going to be good for creativity and your children area because it brings out the creativity. So white, you know, I don't have any problem with white. Black, you want to go ahead and have black in the front foyer, like some type of black
mm-hmm.
accents.
Why?
Black is the color for, that's the career area. So
okay.
it helps that. Yes.
But Sunita, if people wanted to know what a Bhagwa map is and they want to see it, it's easily available on your website?
Yes, and it's a square you want to go ahead and it's optimum for your home to be square in shape,
yeah,
or rectangular, but if it isn't, what I like about feng shui is that it's very solution oriented.
Right.
I don't do it by directions. I don't, you know, because you can't, once you bought the house, you can't change the direction
right.
of the door.
No.
You know, unless you did some major renovation.
And got the permission from the city.
Yes, which that I think is a job in itself.
It is.
Yes.
So on Friday, when you come with us, bring your Bhagwa map with you and people can understand it.
Yes, yes, I will do that. And I would love to meet people.
Come and see her on Friday at Frontier Warehouse. We'll be playing some cool music for you. And there's huge sale going on. Come and join us and Sunita will be there as well.
I will be, yes.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
वो सभी बातें जो आज आपकी नजरों में अटकी, खटकी और दिल में समा गई, उन सबको लेके विल बी हेयर अगेन टुमारो एट द राउंड टेबल. स्टे ट्यून फॉर द ड्राइव होम ग्राइंड विद एंजेलिना. एंड देयर इज वन क्वेश्चन फ्रॉम द मॉर्निंग शो. गिव अस अ कॉल एंड टेल अस, व्हाट डू यू थिंक ऑफ आवर मॉर्निंग शो? हाउ वुड यू लाइक टू हेयर इट? व्हाट सजेशंस डू यू हैव फॉर दैट? Call us at 604-280-1200, 604-299-8863, और इवन 604-299-1727.
पिछले एक हफ्ते से तुझे परेशान से देख रहा हूँ. ऑफिस में तो सब ठीक है?